Let's pray. God, this is the time you have called us to remember the cross. I pray right now that your Spirit would lead us there, Jesus, that you would be magnified as we dwell and remember the blood and your body given at the cross. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. This is the time in our service that we celebrate communion. This is a time for the followers of Jesus to remember the cross. We take a piece of bread and we take a little cup of juice to remember his body that was given and his blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Please follow along as I read. For he, God the Father, rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In verse 12, the Apostle Paul instructs Colossian believers to joyously give thanks to the Father. Here in verses 13 and 14, Paul is providing reasons for the Colossian believers to give thanks. He is providing objective truths, grace realities to the Colossian believers and to us. Verse 13, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. God the Father did two things to believers. He rescued and he transferred. God the Father rescued, saved, delivered believers from the domain of darkness, from the domain that Satan ruled by God, was given by God power and authority to rule. God the Father also transferred us, transferred believers to the kingdom of his beloved Son. He placed believers under his Son's rule and authority. You must notice the tense of these two verbs, rescued and transferred. They are both in the past tense. For believers, both of these things happened in the past. God the Father rescued you, and he transferred you. Verse 14 says that we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Here, Paul tells us that believers presently possess redemption. That word redemption is slave language that means a slave that was purchased and set free. Paul also tells believers that they presently possess the forgiveness of sins. Believers are freed from guilt, freed from the punishment of their sins. The beginning of verse 14 tells us where that possession is found. And it is found in Christ. It is found at the cross. The Bible teaches us that everyone who comes into this world, into this fallen world, is a slave. A slave to sin. And as slaves to sin, everyone is unable to do anything about their own condition. God hates sin and will punish it. All of it. He will rightly pour out his wrath on sinful rebels in hell for eternity. But by the Father's grace and mercy, He poured out his compassion on rebels who repent of their sins. He poured out his wrath on his beloved Son. The cross is where the price was paid to set free those in spiritual bondage. Believers were purchased at the cross. Believers were redeemed at the cross. At the cross, believers were transferred from a slavery to sin to Christ. So I have a question. Do these great realities apply to you? Are you a believer? Have you recognized your sin and repented of it? Are you following Christ? If you would say yes, then please join us right now in celebrating communion and remembering the cross. If you would say that you're a believer, but you right now are in unrepentant sin, please confess that sin, repent, and partake with us right now. However, if you would, by your own admission, say that you have not repented and are not following Christ, then we would ask you just to simply pass those elements by. This is a time that God wants His people who have turned from their sin and to Christ to remember the cross. But please know that right now, these objective truths do not apply to you. You have not been rescued. You have not been transferred. You do not possess redemption, and you do not possess the forgiveness of sins. And you are in grave danger. You need rescuing from the wrath that God is ready to pour out on you. And you cannot look to yourself for help. You need the cross of Christ. Repent of your sins and turn to Him. Repent and join us right now. Believers, as you prepare your hearts, dwell on these truths, these grace realities. The very moment that you became a believer, you were rescued from the rule and authority of the evil one, and you were transferred into Christ's kingdom and placed under His royal authority. This is what happened in the past, and that is true. And right now, you presently possess redemption. You presently possess the forgiveness of sins. You have been freed from the power of sin, and you have been freed from the penalty of sin. And where is all of that found? That is all found in Christ because of what He accomplished at the cross. So, joyously give thanks to the Father as you remember the cross. When your hearts are prepared, please go ahead and take communion on your own.